Mwenda, mwenda po. Halo, direct Soweto, mwenda makosuku.
0530.
Parafini, parafini. Makota pela. Makota pela. Unga, unga, wakastoma. Vipiango. Wakastoma, vipiango.
Vika chitika. Musa vimverera kwa.
On some village banking, never know they like you've been wanting. Say no more, but next is now. Now FNB group savings account, saving the city. Back no charge up a quarter, and easy. Competitive saving rates. Hidden best for you, book more yes. Flexible access, Yandalama. Mama ATM, Mama Bangalana. E-wallet, Yolo Bangalana. Asset deposit, your drone Dalama. You cannot remove a member. How many members is your Chidimba? When I need my physical meeting, I'll be tired. I want some of my minutes. Banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving as a group, Papa just got better. Saving in a tap, I'm just got better. The FNB group savings account. FNB group savings account.
FNB's group savings account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
LCC intensifies waste management efforts in the CBD, prosecutes a fiver for illegal disposal. Shallow well dries up as Mukushi's Mushala community faces water crisis. In African news, that two schoolgirls escaped Nigeria kidnap ordeal. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has intensified its waste management enforcement in the Central Business District, CBD, arresting and prosecuting five individuals for illegal disposal of garbage. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba has told Kombon Radio News that the council, working with the Zambia Police Service, has launched targeted operations to curb the rising cases of indiscriminate waste disposal. She says the council has observed an increase in improper waste disposal within the CBD, saying they will not tolerate this behavior. Ms. Mwamba adds that the offenders who were recently apprehended have already been prosecuted and are currently serving community service under the council's supervision.
The council's public health educators are also actively conducting awareness campaigns to educate residents on proper hygiene practices, appropriate waste disposal methods, and the prevention of the outbreak of waterborne diseases such as cholera. In addition, the council is undertaking both day and night cleaning exercises across the city. To enhance waste management efforts, the council has engaged 24 franchise contractors to service low density areas such as Kablonga and Woodlands. Residents in these areas are urged to subscribe to authorized waste collection services. In high density areas, the council has empowered community based enterprises, CBEs, to manage waste collection as part of the council's inclusive, community-driven waste management strategy.
A resident of Mushala area in Matuku Ward, Gilbert Chivale, has raised concerns over the persistent lack of clean water and the poor condition of roads in the community. Mr. Chivale explained that residents rely solely on a shallow well, which has dried up at this time of the year, leaving the community without a dependable source of water. He adds that the roads in the area are in a deplorable state, with numerous potholes that make movement difficult. He is calling on the government to assist by drilling boreholes so that the community can have access to clean and safe water, as well as grading the roads to improve transportation and ease movement for residents.
Ame sita kuri mikalwe ingia alikama, tunikotu ingitu alikama, ame sita tukwete. Ya, ela sita yanga, ya apwa, wa ingira kande sima kuri. Kululafu, ya pisa ya hatikura, 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 hatikura.
A concerned resident of Kitwe has sounded the alarm over increasing cases of illegal land allocation and unapproved housing construction in the district, warning that individuals involved risk facing demolitions by the Kitwe City Council. The resident cites the area along the Ndeke Nkana East Road Bridge as a hotspot where several structures are being erected dangerously close to a stream, allegedly without any official authorization.
Thing, we are also warning those who are building on the land that are not sanctioned by the council. Mumwale kula wonse muma plot muri oma kwati ba council tapale seveshiwe. Doubtful plot lekeni. Eh, ba council am calling upon you mudiri ngeko ne hapa Ndeke village. Ndeke village in Kana East bridge. But if you show me village to Kapalia, Mulone Keshepo. Napa, as you go to Zakli near Obi Bennett Wall, near the colored quarters there, there are also something that is up, no, not good, something is happening there. Mulone Keshepo.
And Kitwe Land Alliance Coordinator Felix Chipoya has expressed a deep worry over the environmental implications of building along waterways. He explains that such developments do not only violate urban planning laws, but also pose a threat to ecosystems and aquatic life. Mr. Chipoya has since urged the local authority to take decisive action to curb the illegal activities, stressing that unregulated construction near rivers can lead to environmental degradation, pollution, and heightened disaster risks such as flooding and erosion.
Again, our laws are very clear. There must not be residential construction along the river banks, along the around the dambo areas. All these are supposed to be protected areas. I've always said that for you to have a big river, there are small rivers which are feeding that big river. But the way constructions are being done, especially here in the Copper Belt, most of the small streams, the local authorities have allowed people to construct. I don't think we have reached a level where we should be allowing people to construct along the river banks or on top of small streams. We still have the plan.
Mufurila Mayor Tanayeli Kamanga says the district's three constituencies are performing well in terms of acquiring and utilizing machinery for road construction. He has urged residents in the three constituencies not to vandalize the roads or interfere with the machinery, stressing that such actions undermine the development efforts, and appealed for community cooperation to ensure that progress made so far is protected. The mayor adds that President Hage Ndehichilema remains committed to delivering development through the effective utilization of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. He adds that the government's focus is to ensure that even local level infrastructure projects receive the necessary support.